The enemy won't be long before he plays his last trump, and by all the gods, I must be there. He went through the same performance as on the first occasion, pulled down the branch, and hoisted himself to the top of the wall, from which he was able to reach the bigger boughs of the tree. Just then he pricked up his ears. He seemed to hear a rustling of dead leaves, and he actually perceived a dark form moving on a level 30 yards away. "Hang it all," he said to himself. "I'm done. The scoundrel has smelt a rat." A moonbeam pierced through the clouds. Lupin distinctly saw the man take aim. He tried to jump to the ground and turned his head, but he felt something hit him in the chest, heard the sound of a report, uttered an angry oath, and came crashing down from branch to branch like a corpse. Meanwhile, Dr. Guéraud, following Arsène Lupin's instructions, had climbed the ledge of the fifth window and groped his way to the first floor. On reaching Jeanne's room, he tapped lightly 3 times at the door, and immediately, on entering, pushed the bolt. "Lie down at once," he whispered to the girl, who had not taken off her things. "You must appear to have gone to bed. Poor, it's cold in here. Is the window open in your dressing room?"
"Yes. Would you like me to—"
"No, leave it as it is. They are coming."
"They are coming?"
spluttered Jeanne in a fright. "Yes, beyond a doubt."
"But who? Do you suspect anyone?"
"I don't know who. I expect that there is someone hidden in the house or in the park."
"Oh, I feel so frightened."
"Don't be frightened. The sportsman who's looking after you seems jolly clever and makes a point of playing a safe game. I expect he's on the lookout in the court." A doctor put out the nightlight, went to the window and raised the blind. A narrow cornice, running along the first story, prevented him from seeing more than a distant part of the courtyard, and he came back and sat down by the bed. Some very painful minutes passed, minutes that appeared to them interminably long. The clock in the village struck, but taken up as they were with all the little noises of the night, they hardly noticed the sound.